Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Ann Dieter Gallagher. She is a new friend now, but not for long. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. She's the owner and CEO of Dieter Gallagher Group. She's the co-author of an outstanding new book called The Future Belongs to Students in High Gear. She's also the author of a book called Women in High Gear, which we're going to get her back another day to talk about. But we're going to continue our discussion about students. And, of course, Ann, thanks again for being here. Studentsinhighgear.com, right? That's one of the websites?
Yes, all right. Absolutely, yes.
So and it's available wherever books are sold, folks. So, Ann, I have employed millennials now for 10, 12 years. Since the first ones hit the workplace, a lot of them, and obviously I must like them or I wouldn't continue to do that, right? And the thing that I have tried to help them understand is where I see the thing that gets in their way the most. When you and I and I'm a generation probably older than you, but when I entered the marketplace, and probably you too. We knew stuff. We got an education. We had some energy. We were full of ourselves and all that, but we didn't know the job, and our bosses, our mentors, gave us the content we needed to do the job, and simultaneous with that, they gave us the context. When millennials enter the workplace today, they've already got skills to be productive immediately that you and I didn't have, or at least I didn't have. And so they show up thinking that they have all this, but it's mostly content. And they seem to be dismissive of context. And if I could say anything to millennials, it would be, you can't live your life with just content. Their heads are so full of content that they don't have a reverence for context. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and to that point, as a follow-up to Students in High Gear, I just wrote Seven Characteristics of an Employable College Graduate, which is on Huffington Post, and I talk about the necessity for the college grads to master the soft skills. So to your point, they're graduating with book knowledge and probably a sound foundation of how to use these amazing tools. Mm-hmm. And that will get them to the interview.
But that's just the how.
Deal,
that's not the why.
Yes.
Is it?
What seals the deal is their soft skills. What's their emotional intelligence? How are their communication skills? What's their personal brand like? We talk about diversity. And if you Google the word diversity, you're going to find about 323 million results on Google. Mm-hmm. But that also includes diversity of thought and experience. So I want that 22-year-old experience in my office because it's totally different from mine. And that will help me do better public relations and better marketing. But I also want a young person who is self-aware and who understands, that they're not self-absorbed, mm-hmm. that they understand how to work a room, how to extend their hand, even at a chamber of commerce. And I mean that at an actual in real-life Chamber of Commerce event, can this 23-year-old go in and introduce himself or herself
right.
to a room full
look
of executives?
Look people in the eye and have a face-to-face conversation.
Well, and that's where communication skills comes in. They can put the iPhone away, and those that can do that really set themselves apart
They're about, in my opinion, 10 to 20% of millennials actually think more like a baby boomer than a millennial.
It's been my
experience.
When they master that, they really set themselves apart.
And they get the job. Get the job.
Absolutely.
They keep the job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and as we mentioned, there's a lot of tools that Amy and I talk about in the book. Dot connecting is another one. Understanding when you're in college to make sure the president of the university knows who you are. Make sure the professors, because they're highly connected, they can be your advocate and your sponsor when you leave that institution.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to know, you know, what your future looks like. What are your goals? What's high mm-hmm. gear look like for you? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? And you can revisit them and say, you know, well, maybe they have a contact in the aerospace industry. Maybe they have
right.
a contact in New York City in financial services. And go back and use those. You've paid a lot of money for those 4 years, 5 years, 6 years of discovery. So, you know, you really need to make sure you're tapping that resource for a long time post-graduation.
A lot of, I hear a lot from employers who say that millennials expect the company to conform to them rather than them conforming to the company. What do you have to say
well,
about
that?
Well,
that's a challenge. There are many instances where that's true, and
these are not people who are looking for a fight to pick. They're lamenting.
Right.
They're upset. These employers are upset about it. You know, go ahead.
But you have to go back to what their experience is. You know, growing up, what was the family dynamic like? Did life revolve around them? I mean,
mm-hmm.
go back to our sports with our young people.
Right.
You know, there's.
But we're not helping them. We're not helping them if we continue that. That theme, though.
Right. Well, right. And I tell them, you can come into my office. You won't be rewriting the rules of engagement for business. That's not, you know,
right.
that's not going to happen. But you can bring new ideas and fresh ways to work. And I'm fine with changing my business model to accommodate their, you know, if they want to work remotely for
right.
2 days.
If it works for the model, but not if it doesn't. I need a website. And I need your website again, please.
Studentsinhighgear.com.
All right. And the book is called The Future Belongs to Students in High Gear. And Dieter, get out of here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'd love to have you back. Good job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.